Okay, we continue the Rambam. I gotta put this on the screen. Okay, we're discussing these things that can block tumah from going into them. Okay, protect things from going in or keep them from going out. And we discussed three things: a fixed locked vessel, a tzamid puzzle, ohalim, an ohel within an ohel, and bluim, things that are absorbed or swallowed. So we're on the bluim now again. The bluim, we said, they function both ways. They save tar things that don't become tummy. Whatever's inside doesn't get affected by what's outside. And they keep the tummy inside and it doesn't let it get outside. That was the bluim issue over here. So we're sticking with bluim for a while. So we're on halacha hay now. So the rule now is the following. Ein habluim nitzolim ela bebeten nefesh chaye kamosh berenu. We said that bluim, the thing that's absorbed, whatever, is saves it or protects it, only in the belly of a living being, as we explain. Let's say the dog eats the treif or eats a ring. We says in there, it's protected, either keeping tumah out or keeps the tumah in. That we explain. Now it gets a little bit more interesting. Avol habluim beguf hakelim va'avonim einitzolim. If something is absorbed, we'll explain in a minute what it is, in a utensil, or let's say rock, bricks, stones, it will not save it. It has no effect. Kate said, let's have an example. I couldn't figure out with all exactly perfect pictures over here, so I've just... But anyway, it's kosh shenivla bo hatzinor. It's like a wooden pick used to weave that's inside of a spindle. So I guess there's a cavity inside the spindle that the needle kind of goes into it. So it's like, imagine some kind of a utensil that's got a thin cavity, and the thing kind of goes into it. So that's like absorbed into it. That's the idea. I can't give you an exact picture, and I don't have any pictures. Where you need the pictures, they don't give you the pictures. Okay? And that's of shalmateches, of metal. And then we're talking the extension of a yoke. There's a part that's beyond the yoke, and it goes into the bigger area of the yoke. Again, I'm not exactly clear, and the explanations don't make it any clearer either. The third one is a little easier to understand. Ulavena shahoisa tabas muflafas besocha, or brick that a ring got absorbed to it when the mortar was soft. You know, when you're making the brick and it's not solid yet, and you slip a ring in, and then the rock gets solid and a ring goes in that. So that's probably the clearest of all three explanations. Okay, either way, what do you have? You've got something absorbed into an inanimate object. That's basically what it is. Okay, it's totally in it. Okay, let's say if I put a thread through my jacket, and it's inside the jacket, like you don't see it at all, but there's a jacket, and there's the needle, I meant, in the jacket. So it's the same idea over here. So now, you take the bigger item into the house where there's a mace, and you got the smaller thing in the brick, let's say. You got the ring in the brick. You bring a brick into the house. You don't see the ring, but it's in there. Nitmu, they'll become tame. Aval v'shei nirin, you don't see them. Varei mechum, they're totally covered. She'ein abaluyim bekelim atzilim, because utensils do not protect anything of the sort, except for the one thing that we mentioned in the beginning, ela bitzamid posel, and a utensil that's totally enclosed, and the things inside it, and we'll learn later on, it only saves certain things. In other words, if you got it totally enclosed, not embedded in it, but you have a utensil with space inside, and it's in the space there, and it will save, as we'll see, food, drinks, and earthenware utensils, as we will see. Here we're talking about another type of utensil, and it's not going to save anything, all right? That's the general idea. So it's not considered a tzamid puzzle, which is a utensil, And now inside the air of the utensil is what's hiding it. That works, but something that's just embedded in... so that's a tzamid pasul. That's one thing. But that's not balua. It's a different category completely. Balua is an animal swallows. So it's mamish in it. You see the difference. An animal swallowing is one thing. You've got a kli that's sealed on the top. Something's in there. But if now you're dealing with, okay, this is balua in the brick. Well, balua only works with a living animal. It only works the utensil that's got a hollow opening, and it's not a utensil with a hollow opening. So the brick and a ring inside of it just doesn't fit any of the criteria that we have.
Because isn't a ring inside, like you made a brick, and before it hardened, you put the ring inside, and so now it's embedded in the brick. How is that different than the vessel that has the cover?
Because it's not embedded in it. It's inside. It's different halachas. I didn't make up the rules. I'm not going.
The living versus
I'm not going. Well, it's no different than, let's say, a tumah ritzutza. How come you have to have a tefach of space? It keeps it in, and if there's no tefach, it breaks right through. You got tumah ritzutza. What's the difference sitting on top of it? So
I've seen this is different. I've seen a stalk of wheat that's inside of acrylic, like a fan. They make an acrylic thing. I wonder if there's a problem with Pesach because it's.
Well, that's a different issue. You owning the chametz.
But here's that question: it's completely encased in acrylic.
I understand. It's a question of tumah getting to it.
Yeah.
If I have a piece of bread.
Yeah.
That I could see in a piece of acrylic.
Yeah.
I cannot keep that in my house because I am owning chametz and I see in my house. The fact that I can't eat it doesn't mean anything. So you have to get rid of it. This is a question: is tumah getting in? That becomes the issue over here. Okay, this is the easy part of the locha. Now it gets a little bit tricky. Vechein, similarly, machad o tabas. Let's say a needle or a ring. Shayu muvloim bitfela satanur. There's what we'll call a soft cement sealant of a stove. All right? You want to seal up the stove. So it's not in the stove, but it's in the sealant that's on the outside of the stove. And you got something embedded in there. Vinitma ha-tanur ba-omes. And let's say the tanur, the stove is in a house with a dead corpse. So the tanur is tamei. Oshenafel sheretz avira. Or there's a sheretz inside the stove. Makes a tameh. So nitnu ha-kelim shebesoch ha-tfel. So the kelim in the sealant will become tameh. Because it doesn't protect it. Because, again, balua does not work with those types of things. It has to be inside of a living animal. Okay. Now, similarly, vechein ve'im hoya ha-tanur mukov tzomid pasil. But if the tanur was surrounded and totally enveloped and closed and sealed off. Now it's a tzamid pasul. It's the other category. Hoyov ha-tanur tar. Since the tanur will be tar, af ha-kelim ha-muvloim batit shal govtar. So too the kelim will be tar as well if it's totally sealed off. Okay? So that will work. Now we come to this picture, which is highly unclear. Why am I showing it to you? So to try to explain the picture. Now, this picture, I don't know. I'm going to say what it is. It's a pot that's sealed on the top. Okay? But we got to explain what it is. The picture is very misleading. So let me read some words and explain it. You'll never figure out. Maybe you have better visual acuity than me, but
there's
I couldn't.
There's
a needle there, that's for sure. Here's the case. So you got a pot, a barrel, whatever, that is sealed. So that's good. So anything inside, in the airspace, will be protected. But where is the needle? That round thing is going to be a stopper. Imagine your eyes, let's say it's a barrel, with a big stopper on the top. That's closing it.
We're looking down to the top.
Yeah, bird's eye view.
Yeah.
Now, what do you know about a stopper? The stopper can be exactly... It can't be exactly the width of the hole, because it'll fall right through. So some of the, like, the fancy champagne stoppers, like the top of the stopper goes outside and beyond. It's beyond the hole. Okay? So visualize the stopper is going outside and beyond the perimeter opening of the thing, and the needle's on the outside outside from. It's in the stopper, but the part of the stopper that's outside. So now, that picture, I don't know if that's...
The inner circle is the actual hole, and the outer circle is the stopper, probably.
There's a second picture, you know.
That's a different picture. That's a different picture. This is the picture he's talking about, right?
Would you describe that? The inner circle.
But I would have put the needle a little further up, so it's not directly over. That's what's a little bit hard to understand. But anyway, so mitzida from its side. Okay. So hare elu tmeim, those pins will be tamei. Vein matzilim ba'alames. It won't save you from alames, because again, it's not inside the thing. So really, you know, I guess it really doesn't have to be over the side. I guess even...
Is this...
Right?
Inside...
No, it's in the stopper.
It's on underneath the stopper.
Or in the stopper.
In the stopper.
Right? Why is that? Machas bimagufas achavis. It's in the stopper. Okay? And it's very wide at the top. So it's kind of at the side, and it's not facing the opening even. I don't know why, but that is the case. That is the case.
Isn't the pin being in the stopper no different than the ring in the brick?
That's true. And it's tummy. Okay, but he's going to give you more cases of the stopper. That's why he's... Okay, this is not a chiddush. Okay? The ein matzil, and it's not saved. If there's a mace there, it's going to be tummy. Okay, now, what if hayyub magufas hachavis kinefia? What if now... It is more like one of those two pictures. Let's start with the one on the right, where the pin is now over the opening, not past the side, but over the opening.
Perfect.
Okay, I lost the place now. But can I feel? Now, it depends. Now there's different ways it could be. Im hayu nirin letoch hachavis. If it's visible and it protrudes down into the barrel. Now that, I believe, is the right-hand picture. And you'll notice on the left side, the pin is going way down, but it's still within the barrel itself and not within the airspace of the barrel. That's what I think is what he's trying to show you. Even though if I'm looking at from the inside, I could see it bulging. There's a bulge, but it's not in the airspace. Okay? So, l'tochavis, ve'ena yotzei la'avira, it doesn't go into the airspace. Tahorim. It's now Tahor. And I cannot tell you why. He's saying it's Tahor, because it's like part, I guess it's considered part of the utensil now. I don't know why that is so. On the other hand, Vim Yotzel Avira, now if it goes into the airspace, okay, it becomes Tameh. Why? Because now he whips out a brand new rule here that we're not going to know till later on. He's telling you something. We have no reason to know what it means because it's based on a rule in chapter 23. Okay? She'ein kli cheres. We're talking about hamuk of tzamid pasel matzal kelim shesocho. Because if it's an earthenware kli cheres, tzamid pasel does not save utensils in it, as will be explained in chapter 23. So we're talking about an earthenware. So tzamid pasel saves some things, but not all things. Okay? And the tzamid pasel, we said, will protect Torah things not to become tame, but not if it's an earthenware, and not if it sticks in that way. So the third picture is when it sticks in, so now the airspace does not save it. I'm not clear why in the case before that, where it's protruding in but not going through, that it is being saved. You know, how is that different than anything else? I do not know. I cannot explain that.
I don't get the right picture. Like, what's the thing on the left-hand side of the right?
I think it's the needle that's going through, but it's going through the thickness
What's the shaded part?
That's what I mean.
I think it's the needle going through.
What's the needle on top?
I don't know what the needle on the top is doing over there. I can't figure it out. Oh, the words are saying... It's going through, it's protruding, but it's not in the open air space. It's going along the width of the barrel.
Right, okay.
But it's not you could tell it's there.
Right.
It protrudes, but there's still part of the barrel is blocking it. Mm. It's covering it. Now, you know, I'm still not clear why that makes it tar. Okay. So I can't explain that. Okay. Now, on the other hand, vim yesh tachteim keklipas hashum. Now, if that needle that's sticking through has got some thickness of the barrel blocking that, afim shokin tochavim, they're going into the airspace, haray tohar, they're tar. Again, I'm not exactly sure why it is, unless the tanur itself is tar. That's what he said earlier. He said before, a tanur, that's muk of tzami pasul, if the tanur is tar, then it will be tar. I guess that's what he's saying. It's sort of, if it's part of the tanur, it's okay, but once it's in the airspace, it doesn't. Because it's a kli cheres where it doesn't work as a tzami pasul. That's the best I can explain that one. Okay, let's move on to Vav, which is a little bit easier to understand. Okay, so Vav has got no pictures. We don't get to pictures till Zion. Yes, okay, Vav, pretty straightforward halacha. Kol ha'bluim b'karkoy shel bayis, what if something's in the ground of a house? Just tum in the house, and now dig a foot down into the ground, and you put a needle there and cover it up. So anything that's absorbed into the ground, harehem tmeim, they're tamei, veinitzon, they're not saved. Why? Shekarka, the rule, the floor, the ground underneath an ohel, it goes out of tum until the core of the earth. The tum just goes straight through. That's it. Not going to be saved. Mashenkeim b'ksov, which is not the rule of a wall, which will be explained kamoshi is bayer in chapter 21. Case, let's have a simple example. Hatumah b'bayis, there's tum in the house, v'keilim hatzvun v'karkois, and there's utensils buried under the ground. Afilu tachas mea amah, even 100 amas under the ground, tmeim, they're tameh, because the tumah goes all the way through. On the other hand, if you create a little mini ohel inside of it, b'myesh b'makoma, I guess in the ground, between the ground, you have a tefach al tefach, you've carved out a hollow area of a tefach, tahorim, it's tar, shereheim tachas ohel acher, it should be acher, it's under another ohel. And we said in some cases, an ohel is the third thing that could save it not to be tameh. So in other words, under the ground, the tumah goes straight through. But if you've created a little cavity under the ground, it's a tefach by tefach, that becomes an ohel, inside an ohel,
a little cave under the ground,
something like that. That's what it appears to be.
The whole foundation of the house, or just one area, and then
Let's say one little area. It's a tefach by tefach. That's
so
all it is.
Little area, only that area.
It's okay. It's saved because that's like an ohel in an ohel. That's what he's saying. That's what appears to me. Okay, and lamaza domer. What's that similar to the conventional cases that we're familiar with? Let's say you have a downstairs and an upstairs. Regular house, downstairs, upstairs, with a wall in between. That lalia to a second floor, shall gabi habayis, is the top of the first floor, v'tuma balia, this tuma on the second floor, shall bayis tar, the house underneath is tar, because you have two separate areas. Okay? Now, he says an interesting scenario. So that's two floors, is mamish two separate things. Right? Now, how about this?
Assuming there's no opening, like...
No opening, yeah, none of that stuff. Clear, closed. Now he has an interesting case where it's not a permanent floor, but a temporary separation. Let's say you have one big room, and now you put a board in between right across, but it's a temporary board. It's not like a built-in permanent structure. You just have a board right across. A little bit different halachas over here. What if he puts a mechitza right across, parallel to the ground? Okay? And very important, that Rama doesn't say, we have to add in. And the exit is on the upstairs, not on the downstairs. Okay? In other words, the downstairs is, let's say, a basement. No exit from the basement. Right? There just isn't. So you got this board, and on top you got a door to get out. Okay? V'hoysa ha'tumah b'ena mechitza. And the tumah is below the mechitza. It's on the first floor, as it were. So now, kelim shebabayis lamala, kelim on top, min mechitza tumah. Why? Because remember we said Ohel can stop Tuma from going in, but not prevent it from going out. So therefore, Shein Ohel Imonim Tuma. The Ohel can't block it. It can't keep it from going out. It can keep it from going in. Tuma's downstairs. You got this Ohel, but it goes out. Kamosh Ran, as we explained. And also, remember we had this rule of Sofa Tuma Lotzei. So Tuma's got to go somewhere. It only can go outside. On the other hand, Hoysa Tuma Lomavachit. What if Tuma's on the top? Kalim Shbeinu Machitz of Aretz, the Kalim below Tahorim. Why? Shaul Matzel. Now it saves. Because it could save. Now it saves it. And also, it can go out the other door. The door is on the outside, so it can save it. So it can save it from coming in, but it can't keep it from going out. That's the point. The Im'ei Ben HaMachitzah, what if you don't have a tefach between the ground and the machitzah? It's almost on the ground. Well, that already, Harehim Kitumim Makar, it's like it's buried in the ground. If you've got this thing less than a tefach, and the thing is here, then it's as good as buried in the ground. You haven't accomplished anything. And Kabayis Habayis Utsvim, and they become Tame. Okay, Halacha Zion is this picture over here. Familiarize you with this, but let me describe what's in this picture here. This is a sewage system within the house. So what do you got? You've got, let's say, the top half has got a floor, and that's, I guess, where you're living. Then there's a hole that goes into that half cylindrical thing below. That's where you put all your garbage, waste products, liquids, and then it goes out of the house to the left, from the openings to the left. Okay? So now the question is going to be, if we got Tuma somewhere around, how's it going to be traveling over here? That's the general picture. So you got a trough that is opened up to take out the bad water that's there. Okay? That's the picture. So that's called a beev. That trough is called a beev, shukamur, and it's covered, meaning the opening is covered. Tachas habayis, right? It's underneath. V'yeshbo pesach tefach, it's had a tefach out on the top. V'yeshbo pisko shulchas, and going out of the house also, poseach tefach with a tefach as well. It's got a tefach coming out from the top, and a tefach coming out from the side.
Where's the tuma?
We're going to talk about it right now. Right now, we're just describing the case. We haven't told you the tuma yet. V'hoysa tuma v'sochov. Case number one is the tuma is in the beef. Somewhere in that cylinder over there. Okay. Habayis tahor. The house is tahor. Okay. Why? Because which way is the tuma going to go? Goes out of the house. And going out of the way, so it doesn't go into the side. Now you gotta say, you must add, that although in the picture you see it's a wide big opening on the top,
yeah,
you gotta say it's closed. Because it's not closed, the tumah goes through anyway.
Right.
The question is this considered a separate place, a separate ohel within an ohel? If it's closed, then theoretically it now is a separate ohel in an ohel. And it's a way for it to go out without going up. Okay, so although in the picture you see on the top it's open, it's not open. There's an opening, but it's closed right now.
In the English it says there's a covered drain.
Okay, so if it was open, there's no shilut. Tuma goes right out and goes into everything. It's closed, but now is that enough that there's an OL within an OL that doesn't allow it to go out? Well, we said that it keeps things from going out into it, but why doesn't it go out? The answer is because it can go out the other door. That's the point.
That door.
That's open. That lets it go out.
So we don't have to worry what's in our sewage system under the city. No. I mean, that'd be we have pipes that go under the houses.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. We got a lot more cover, those different floors, everything. Anyway, now that's if the tum is in the beef. Hoist the tum was about bias. What if the tum is on the second floor, on the top in the house? Mashi basocha tor. Then what's in the beef is tohor. Because it will go out through the house. I guess you have to assume there's another door in the house. It's going to go out the house. Okay, so that's if you've got a tefach on both sides and it's closed on the top. How about hoisabo poseach tefach? On the top you got a tefach, but aim the itzir so poseach tefach, but on the way out you don't have a tefach. Aha. Uh-huh. Now the tum is in the beef, but it's not an open tefach to going out. Habayis Tomei. the house will now be tummy. Why? Because there's no room for the tumah to go out because it's not a tefach. So since the tumah can't go out that way, so where's the only way left? It has to go up through the house, even though the door is closed, but sof tumah latzeis, so it goes out, and therefore everything in the house is tummy. On the other hand, tumah babayis, but if the tumah is in the house, then again, mashe besocha tor. What's inside is tor because the tumah can go outside the house. Shein darka shel tumah lekanes, because it's not the way for tumah to go in a place it doesn't have to go. Okay, third and final scenario. What if ein bo poseach tefach ve'ein bi yitzuso poseach? How about on both the top and the side there's not a tefach opening? Okay, so now in that case, if you don't have a tefach on the top, you don't have a tefach on the bottom. So really, you don't got a very large spot, right? So the Rambam is going to say it's like it's submerged in the ground. It's going to revert back to being like it's submerged in the ground. That and means has a status of the house, because anything that's in the ground, we say it doesn't protect it. So since there's no tefach on the outside up, there's no tefach on the other side. So you don't have that airspace of a tefach. Remember, this picture is a little bit misleading. This for sure would not be the picture we're describing now. It's got to be a very small beef. Because if the opening is not even a tefach, and the exit isn't even a tefach, you got like almost nothing there. So that's considered like part of the house, part of the ground. In that case, what's the halacha? So if tumasa besolcho, if there's tumah in it, it's like there's tumah in the ground. So Abai is tummy, the house is tummy, kill the sova. So remember, what's in the ground, it's like it's in the house. Tumas of Abai is tummy, it's in the house. Mashfil katum, what's in the beaver's tummy? Wine, v'deshehem, kekelim, atum, it's just like utensil that's buried in the ground. V'karka, Abai is come on, the karka of the house is like a house. Ad hat to home until the very bottom. Okay, one more halacha to go. Excuse me, which we'll leave for tomorrow, not a very hard halacha. Okay.